When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with John Truman Wolf. John, the metaverse, what does that mean and where did that phrase come from?
What it means, George, or at least what it is, to kind of get to the bottom line, is the metaverse is a highly immersive virtual world where people gather to socialize, they play, they work. It's a whole virtual universe. There are a number of them. There isn't just one metaverse. Different companies put up different metaverses. Probably the most active transactions on the metaverse are real estate. We're talking about virtual real estate now, where people buy virtual real estate, build things.
It's all digital, right? It's not real.
It's not real. It's all digital. It's all digital. But what's going on up there, George? I mean, it's just growing and growing and growing in terms of the amount of things that are going on up there. I think last time we talked, Nike had just purchased a company for a lot of money that makes virtual sneakers. Avatars, meaning the virtual representation of you or others, virtual bodies, wear fashion, virtual fashion. It's a big deal.
It's crazy, though, isn't it? I want something I can kick, bricks and mortar, you know?
I can't tell you the number of people I've talked to, and they go, well, you know, where's the beef? It's virtual. But, George, it's growing in leaps and bounds, millions and millions and millions of dollars being spent on the metaverse on a very regular basis. Real estate, imagine a real estate subdivision in L.A. and nobody's there yet. There's a big, beautiful piece of land, sitting near L.A. and you go buy the property. The average property sells in the metaverse. When it started, to back up for a second, one of the big real estate companies in the metaverse is called Decentraland. You could buy a lot in Decentraland for $20. Today, that lot averages $15,000.
No way.
George, there are purchases on the metaverse, real estate purchases on the metaverse in the millions of dollars.
Oh my God!
There was one for the highest is $4.3 million in digital real estate. There's another that was another purchase, $2.4 million. I think we told the story of Snoop Dogg, who has built a metaverse mansion similar to the place that he lives in, and somebody bought the lot next to him and paid $460,000.
In real money.
In real money. That's right. I mean, you buy that stuff in with Ethereum. So you have to go convert some, if you don't have an account with a crypto exchange, you have to go to a crypto exchange. The big one in the U.S. is called Coinbase, but there are others. You buy some Ethereum and then, put it in a wallet, and you have to trade with Ethereum. Or in some cases, there are other currency, quote, digital currencies that you use, cryptocurrencies. But you convert those back to cash, back to fiat currency.
Crazy. Are there mortgage companies, John, that finance digital metaverse real estate?
I haven't found a mortgage company financing digital real estate, but there are insurance companies, George, that are looking to get into it. Like if you buy an NFT, a non-fungible token, a digital piece of art, and these things are selling for, can sell for a lot of money. Some of these that are in a category called the Bored Ape Yacht Club sell for $200,000-$400,000. One image. There are insurance companies now that are looking at getting into the metaverse real estate business, insuring these things so that, you know, if they get ripped off somehow or you lose them, you have insurance coverage. And there is a banking online where you can, you can put money, convert it to digital currency, and lend it out. So I just don't know. I haven't run across a metaverse mortgage company. There probably are some.
Can you hire a graphics designer and tell them, I want you to design me an incredible 4,000 square foot mansion or 10,000 or something and put it on the metaverse and try to sell it when your investment in your investment's the digital designer? Maybe he'll cost you a couple $100.
No question. This happens all the time. In terms of hiring a designer, when I say all the time, what happens all the time is people buy property in the metaverse, in Decentraland or Sandbox. Those are the two big ones. And in some cases, they build, or they could hire someone to build a store or a home. You can build a store in the metaverse and sell stuff. You can sell metaverse fashions for avatars. There's a whole fashion street in the sense.
This is crazy.
Like Bond Street in London.
What is fueling this, John?
Well, it's another world. You know, the world, George, you back up and look at it. I mean, the world's going digital. You know, we've got digital money coming. There's no question about that. Cash is going to be a relic. It's going to be gone. And there will be zeros and ones in your bank account. We could talk about the pros and cons of that. But the point is that the world is going digital. We are witnessing, as you and I sit here and talk, a complete change. It's actually revolutionary of currency on this planet. 86% of the central banks on the planet are in the process of converting to digital currency for their depositors. China leads the way in that. We are way behind, but digital currency is coming. So digital currency is just one aspect of a conversion to the digital world. And you've got particularly young people. If you look at the demographics of the metaverse, it tends to be a younger crowd, more men than women. They grow up on the internet, and then now you've got something on the internet that's an entirely another world. You can go to concerts. There's some country western star that held a concert a while back. 12 More than 12 million people showed up, George.
In the metaverse.
In the metaverse. And they paid. They paid.
Oh, how much did they pay?
I don't know what the tickets were for that.
God, even if they were $10 a piece, he makes a fortune.
Yeah, they were probably a few bucks, you know, $5. That's $60 million.
This is crazy, John.
Huh?
Do you have to own property in the metaverse before you build on it, or can you just put it out there?
No, you've got to own the property.
Even if it's like bare land, right?
You have to buy a lot in Decentraland or Sandbox. There are other metaverse real estate places, but those are the two big ones. And you would buy a lot, and then you construct it. And then you have to pay. This is where how the metaverse makes money. Not only is there capital gains in the real estate, because there's a lot of that kind of trading going on. People buying real estate, turning around and selling it, just like they do in the real world. But then you can build something there. You can build a store. You can build a home. It's a whole universe, George.
It is really something.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source, and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And again, who's making the money on this? Who, the originators?
Well, among others, and I've mentioned these names a couple times, Decentraland and Sandbox are the biggest real estate metaverses, but there are lots of metaverses. I mean, you've probably heard that, Zuckerberg renamed Facebook to Meta.
That's right. Right.
He's committed $10 billion to building a metaverse.
Like what we're talking about.
That's right. But others do it as well. Banks are doing it. Fashion houses are building metaverses. So there's all kinds of them. But in terms of real estate, where the money, if you're looking at doing some investing and making some capital gains, real estate is primarily where it's going. Although there are people that will set up a store on the metaverse and they'll sell some NFTs, some art, some non-fungible tokens.
Would you invest in the metaverse, John, knowing what you know?
I would invest in some real estate. Yes, I would.
You would do it. That scares the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'd pour all my investment funds in there, but to buy a lot in the metaverse, yeah.
And you legally own it. They can't take it away from you.
You absolutely own it because it's the land, the lots are NFTs. They're non-fungible tokens. They're immutable. I mean, you have a three-stage.
It's like Bitcoin. It sounds like it's like Bitcoin.
Well, you've got a three-stage progress here. When Bitcoin was developed, the guy that developed Bitcoin, the so-called Satoshi Nakamoto, developed Bitcoin, but he also developed the system that would transfer digital currencies called the blockchain.
Uh-huh.
Well, when you put something on the blockchain, it's immutable. You can't change it. So it's been used for cryptocurrencies, but for a lot of other things. So people put art up, non-fungible tokens, pictures, and they sell them. They put them up on the blockchain because they can't be changed. I mean, the collectible market is hundreds of millions of dollars a year, sports cards, celebrities, but about a third of that is lost to fraud. Well, with a blockchain, you can't lose it to fraud because you can't change it. So you've got one, you've got the cryptos. Out of cryptos came the blockchain. Out of the blockchain came NFTs, non-fungible tokens. And now comes the metaverse where all the land and everything that gets built and sold up there is an NFT. It's a non-fungible token. It's a immutable digital representation. So it's kind of a string of cryptos, NFTs, metaverse.
What would make it crash, John?
Well, that's a good question, George. Investments are driven by emotion. I mean, if you had a big, look at the crypto, look at cryptos. They've gone down roughly in half. The Bitcoin is selling today at $30,000 a pop, but a few months ago, it was at 60 some odd thousand.
That's right. Huge.
So, you could get that kind of fall off, but it's not going away. The metaverse is here to stay. It will continue to grow. Doesn't mean that it won't have its ups and downs as it grows,
mm-hmm.
like any market, like the real estate market, we're familiar with. But it's not going away. It's a digital world. It's not necessarily that I like it or don't like it. It's looking at it and going and reading what's happening planet-wide and knowing this is going to continue to grow.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men. How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.